This is a recast of the 4100-word piece, TensorFlow, from GPT-5. Let's listen in.
In today's episode, we'll be talking about TensorFlow, an open-source platform developed by Google for machine learning and artificial intelligence. It was first released in 2015 and has since revolutionized the world of AI and machine learning.
TensorFlow allows developers and researchers to create, train, and deploy complex machine learning models. It provides a wide range of tools and resources to design and optimize neural networks. One of its key features is scalability, meaning it can be used on both individual devices and distributed systems.
TensorFlow has become one of the most important platforms in the field of AI and machine learning. It has applications in various industries, including healthcare, finance, and automotive. Its flexibility and versatility allow it to be used for almost any type of AI problem.
Another reason why TensorFlow is significant is its large and dedicated developer community. This community constantly develops new models, techniques, and resources, making the platform even more powerful.
TensorFlow also offers comprehensive support for deep learning, a subset of machine learning that focuses on neural networks with many layers. This allows for tackling complex tasks such as image and speech recognition.
Whether you're conducting a small experiment on your laptop or using a large distributed computing environment, TensorFlow can be scaled to meet your requirements.
Overall, TensorFlow has become an essential platform for those diving into the world of AI and machine learning. It provides the tools and community needed to develop innovative solutions for the most complex challenges.
Now, let's move on to the installation and setup of TensorFlow. To start working with TensorFlow, you need to install it on your system and set up your development environment.
The first step is to install Python, as TensorFlow is developed in Python. Make sure you have the latest version of Python 3 installed on your system.
It's also advisable to create a virtual environment to isolate your TensorFlow installation from other Python projects. This helps avoid conflicts between different Python packages.
Once your Python environment is ready, you can install TensorFlow using pip, the Python package installer. There are different versions of TensorFlow available, including TensorFlow 2.0. If you want to utilize a GPU for training and have an NVIDIA GPU, you can install TensorFlow GPU to optimize performance.
After installing TensorFlow, you can verify the installation by running a simple code in a Python shell or Jupyter notebook. This code imports TensorFlow and prints the installed version.
Now that you have TensorFlow successfully installed and your development environment set up, you're ready to dive into the fascinating world of machine learning and AI with TensorFlow.
In the next sections, we'll delve deeper into TensorFlow, from the basics to its applications in various fields.
Let's start by understanding the core concepts of TensorFlow. Before diving deeper into TensorFlow, it's important to grasp the fundamental concepts on which this powerful platform is built.
The first concept is tensors. A tensor is the basic data structure in TensorFlow. It is a multidimensional array that can represent different types of data. Tensors can be scalars, vectors, matrices, or higher dimensional tensors.
Another concept is operations. TensorFlow allows operations to be performed on tensors. Operations are mathematical functions or transformations applied to input tensors to generate output tensors.
TensorFlow uses a directed acyclic graph called a computational graph to represent computations. The graph consists of nodes representing operations and edges representing tensors flowing between operations.
Lastly, variables in TensorFlow allow you to create trainable parameters that are updated during the training process. They are often used to store weights and biases in neural networks.
Tensors and operations are the building blocks of TensorFlow. Let's look at some basic examples of tensors and operations in TensorFlow.
In the first example, we create a scalar tensor with the value 5 using TensorFlow's constant function.
In the second example, we create two vector tensors and perform an addition operation between them.
These examples demonstrate the basic concepts of tensors and operations in TensorFlow. Now let's explore how to create and train neural networks using TensorFlow.
To create a neural network in TensorFlow, you need to add layers to a model. A layer is a building block of a neural network that processes and transforms data. TensorFlow provides various types of layers, such as dense layers, convolutional layers, and LSTM layers.
You can create a model using the Keras API, which is integrated into TensorFlow 2.0. The Keras API allows for the easy addition of layers to a model using the add function.
Once you define the model, you need to compile it by setting a loss function, optimizer, and metrics. The loss function measures how well the model performs, while the optimizer adjusts the weights and biases to minimize the loss.
After compiling the model, you can train it using your training dataset. This involves feeding input data into the model, comparing the predicted output with the actual output, and adjusting the model's parameters through backpropagation.
Finally, you can evaluate the trained model on a test dataset to assess its performance. This involves calculating metrics such as accuracy or loss.
Now that we've covered the basics of TensorFlow and creating neural networks, let's explore some specific applications, starting with image recognition.
Image recognition is one of the most exciting applications of TensorFlow, especially when using convolutional neural networks, CNNs. CNNs are particularly powerful in recognizing patterns in images.
To use TensorFlow for image recognition, you first need to prepare a dataset of images that you want the model to recognize. This dataset should be divided into training and testing sets.
Next, define the architecture of your image recognition model in TensorFlow. CNNs are typically the best choice for this task as they can capture spatial features in images effectively.
In the architecture, you specify the layers of the model, such as contoured layers for performing convolutions on the image, max pooling toward layers for reducing the size of feature maps, and dense layers for classification.
Once the model architecture is defined, compile it by setting the optimizer, loss function, and metrics.
Train the model using your training dataset by fitting it to the data. This involves iterating over the dataset and updating the model's parameters through backpropagation.
Evaluate the performance of your trained model on a test dataset using metrics like accuracy or loss. This gives you an idea of how well your model is able to recognize images.
Image recognition using TensorFlow is a powerful application, especially when utilizing CNNs. These networks are capable of recognizing complex patterns in images and have been used in various domains such as facial recognition and object detection.
Moving on to natural language processing, NLP. TensorFlow offers a wide range of tools and libraries to support NLP projects. NLP involves intelligent analysis and understanding of text data.
In NLP projects using TensorFlow, you start by collecting and preparing text data from various sources, such as social media, books, or scientific articles. It's important to clean and pre-process the data for further processing.
Tokenization is a crucial step in NLP projects where text is divided into individual words or tokens. TensorFlow provides the Tokenizer API to simplify this process.
After tokenization, text data is often transformed into sequences of numbers that can be processed by neural networks. TensorFlow provides functions to convert text data into sequences, a process known as sequence processing.
Next, you define the architecture of your NLP model using the Keras API in TensorFlow. This can range from a simple neural network to more complex models like recurrent neural networks, RNNs, or transformers.
Train your NLP model using the prepared text data. This can involve tasks like text classification, named entity recognition, NER, or machine translation.
Finally, evaluate the performance of your trained NLP model on test data using metrics like accuracy or F1 score.
TensorFlow also offers pre-trained models for NLP tasks such as word embeddings and transformers, which can be a great starting point for your projects.
Tokenization and sequence processing are important steps in NLP projects. Tokenization splits text into manageable units, while sequence processing converts text data into numerical sequences that can be fed into the model.
With TensorFlow, developers have access to powerful tools and libraries that simplify the development and training of NLP models. This enables efficient and accurate analysis and understanding of textual data.
Another exciting application of TensorFlow is transfer learning. Transfer learning allows developers to leverage pre-trained models for new tasks and applications.
Transfer learning offers several benefits, including faster training time, reduced data requirements, improved performance, and the ability to capture general features from large and diverse datasets.
TensorFlow provides an easy way to use pre-trained models in your own projects. You can select a pre-trained model suitable for your task and load it into TensorFlow using the Keras API.
Once loaded, you can customize the pre-trained model by adding additional layers or freezing existing layers to retain their weights.
Train the adapted model using your own data for the new task. Fine-tuning the model can further improve its performance.
Evaluate the performance of the trained model on test data and use it for predictions on new data.
Using pre-trained models in TensorFlow can accelerate the development and deployment of AI systems while improving the quality of results. It's a powerful technique that allows developers to benefit from the experiences of others and achieve good results faster.
Lastly, let's touch on deep reinforcement learning, DRL. DRL combines the principles of reinforcement learning and deep neural networks to train agents that can make decisions and learn from interactions with the environment.
In DRL, an agent takes actions in an environment, receives rewards or penalties, and learns to maximize its cumulative reward over time. The agent's decisions are guided by a policy, often modeled by a neural network.
TensorFlow provides a powerful platform for implementing DRL. The process involves defining the environment, designing the agent's architecture, training the agent using reinforcement learning algorithms, and evaluating its performance.
TensorFlow offers specialized libraries and frameworks like TF agents and stable baselines, which facilitate the implementation of DRL by providing pre-trained models and example code for different environments.
DRL is an exciting field used in various applications, including robotics, game development, and autonomous driving. With TensorFlow, developers have the means to create powerful DRL models and solve complex problems that require human-like intelligence.
Looking into the future, TensorFlow is expected to continue evolving and playing a crucial role in machine learning. It will likely integrate the latest developments in ML and AI, support a wider range of hardware platforms, simplify development and deployment processes, enhance NLP capabilities, and find applications in diverse domains.
The future of TensorFlow looks promising with continuous innovations and improvements that will enhance performance and user experience. It will be fascinating to see how TensorFlow transforms the world of machine learning and artificial intelligence in the coming years.
That's it for today.
See you next time.